This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys.
Go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. So then, it appears that for several years, the FBI has been operating a shadow gun ban regime whereby you, Americans, who are not prohibited from possessing a firearm under federal law, are being denied their Second Amendment right without due process. This extra-legal practice was brought to light recently in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit Court case, Tarani v. Ray. The case revealed that the FBI's current administration of the National Instant Criminal Background Check System amounts to a may-issue gun purchasing scheme that is incompatible with the proper adjudication of a constitutional right. For more than a decade, gun control advocates and their allies in the Congress have pushed legislation that would prohibit those on one of the federal government's watch lists from purchasing guns through the NICS system. And as the federal government's watch lists are often erroneous, and the procedure for placing an individual on them is nebulous, opaque, and do not comport to any reasonable standard of due process, this legislation would empower the government to extinguish individual American Second Amendment right with nearly unfettered discretion. Now, this is a threat not only to your Second Amendment right, but to your First and Fifth as well. And recently, the NRA was joined by the ACLU in opposing this dangerous legislation. And the NRA is not opposed to prohibiting dangerous individuals from possessing guns. But the question becomes, if they're so dangerous, why are they allowed to walk the streets? And also, the government needs to be, they have to be forced to prove that an individual is dangerous by securing a conviction against them in a court of law. You don't get to say, well, you're dangerous, so you can't have a gun. Now, be good. Now, despite Congress having repeatedly rejected this may-issue scheme for gun ownership, the FBI has pressed forward with their shadow gun ban. So in 2013, the Congressional Research Service published a report titled Terrorist Watchlist Screening and Background Checks for Firearms. And the document made clear that the FBI was checking the government's watchlist during NICS background checks. And if a person came up on a list, the transfer would be flagged and delayed. And the report continued. As part of the background check process, NICS typically responds to a federally licensed firearm gun dealer, otherwise known as FFL, with an NICS transaction number, and one of three outcomes: proceed with transfer or permit license issuance, denied, indicating that a prohibiting record was found, or delayed, indicating the system produced information suggesting there may be a prohibiting record. In the case of a possible watch list match, NICS sends a delayed transfer message for up to 3 business days' response to the querying federally licensed gun dealer or state point of contact. During a delay, NICS staff contacts immediately FBI Headquarters Counterterrorism Division and FBI special agents in the field, and a coordinated effort is made to research possibility unknown prohibiting factors. If no prohibiting factors are uncovered within this 3-day period, firearms dealers may proceed with the transaction at their discretion. So the FBI delays, as a matter of practice, firearms transactions involving individuals for whom they have no information suggesting they are prohibited from possessing a gun except this stupid list. Also, the question becomes for me. So once they find out that there's nothing prohibiting them from having a gun, do they come off of that list, that watch list? Now, this would be bad enough if it only involved a temporary delay, but the FBI does not clear the delay. Rather, the non-prohibited individual has to rely on the FFL to proceed with the firearm transfer once 3 business days have elapsed since the NICS check was initiated, as they're permitted to do by law. Such default proceed transfers are at the FFL's discretion, and some FFLs are reluctant to transfer a firearm under these circumstances. If a person delayed in this manner is unable to acquire the firearm from a reluctant FFL after a default proceeds, the FBI has denied a non-prohibited individual their right to purchase a firearm. That's all hypothetical there that I'm telling you, okay? This is not the case in Tarani versus Ray. According to the facts presented in Judge Jeffrey Sutton's opinion, in 2018, the plaintiff, Tarani, attempted to buy a gun from an FFL. The background check resulted in a delay. And then, as Sutton described, the next day, FBI agent Jason Chambers went to the dealer's house, which doubled as a place of business, to speak to him about Tarani. He wanted to see what information Tarani had provided about himself and explained that we have a problem with the company Tarani keeps. He showed photographs of Tarani with another person of apparent Middle Eastern descent whom the dealer did not recognize. And Chambers left his contact information with the dealer. Tarani followed up with the dealer a few days later to purchase the gun. The dealer explained that he had received a visit from the FBI, and while he technically could sell the gun because of the 3-day delay had passed without further prohibitions on the sale, the dealer told Tarani that he was no longer comfortable doing so. So this guy prejudiced his sale. So to recap, first they delayed it, and then they pretty much scared the FFL off from selling it to him because of the company he keeps. Then the FBI, you know... freedom of association, by the way, is a big tenet of the First Amendment right. Then Tarani filed suit claiming that the federal government had impermissibly restricted his rights, and the Sixth Circuit ruled for the government, claiming that while the FBI did share information with the FFL that made the dealer reluctant to transfer the gun, they did not force the FFL to halt transfer. And what they failed to fully appreciate is that FFLs are licensed by the feds and subject to its oversight. So there's an obvious measure of coercion attendant a visit from the FBI to an individual whose livelihood is directly regulated by another branch of the Department of Justice. This could be used to target any number of politically disfavored groups and or individuals because of the company you keep. So, coming from something, the report is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security report, right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment. They said the possible passage of new restrictions on firearms and the return of military veterans facing significant challenges reintegrating into their communities could lead to the potential emergence of terrorist groups or lone wolf extremists capable of carrying out violent attacks. Weapons rights and gun control legislation are likely to be hotly contested subjects in the political debate in light of the 2008 Heller decision, but left open to debate the precise contours of that right. Because debates over constitutional rights are intense, parties on all sides have deeply held sincere but vastly divergent beliefs, violent extremists may attempt to co-opt the debate and use the controversy as a radicalization tool. I hate to tell you this, but this stuff that you're doing here will also be used to recruit people and turn it into a radicalization tool. I hate to tell you that. So... And here we have, and in the meantime, we've got H.R. 1446, which is taking, they want to elongate the amount of time that the feds can delay your picking up of a gun, simply because of the exact reason they're doing it now. They just want to codify it. And I think it would be a good thing for 1446 to go down in flames. Get rid of these prejudices. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's amazing to think that just a few years ago, the conventional wisdom in New York City was that the police department shouldn't be stopping and frisking hundreds of thousands of people every year on the off chance that they might discover an illicitly held weapon. Bloomberg was a big fan of throwing young minorities up against the wall and frisking them when he was mayor. But most New Yorkers were opposed to the idea, seeing it as an invasion of privacy and a violation of individual rights. Well, it's a new day in New York City. With current Mayor Bill de Blasio coming out last Thursday in favor of the NYPD confronting city residents who are accused of making hurtful statements toward Asian Americans. That was real. De Blasio said at a Thursday press conference, even if something is not a criminal case, a perpetrator, now, being confronted by the city, whether it's NYPD or another agency, and being told that what they've done was very hurtful to another person and could, if repeated, lead to criminal charges, that's another important piece of the puzzle. So we are now going to, in New York City, we're going to criminalize phrases. Hurtful phrases. When asked by Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Hogan how this would work, de Blasio answered that the NYPD is already trained to deal with these types of incidents. Said the NYPD is a great example. One of the things officers are trained to do is to give warnings. If someone has done something wrong by not rising to a criminal level, it's perfectly appropriate for an NYPD officer to talk to them to say that was not appropriate, and if you did that on a higher level, that would be a crime. I think that has an educating impact on people, he said. Now, I'm completely on board with reporting criminal behavior to the police, but frankly, the NYPD is having enough trouble getting a handle on violent crime to actually dedicate any resources to tracking people down and warning them not to be, you know, a jackass. There might be good intentions behind de Blasio's proposal, but the road to hell is paved with them, and the proposal itself would be an egregious abuse of power in addition to wasting the resources of law enforcement. Now, remember, de Blasio just the other day was defunding the city's police department to the tune of $1 billion. And not appropriate when you're talking about what somebody says or something like that. That's an awfully slippery slope. A year ago, progressives wanted to defund the police, so anxious were they about sparing citizens from police violence. Now you have the most left-wing mayor New York City's had in decades looking to expand the mandate for armed officers from enforcing the law to warning people that they crossed a line of politesse and that offended the officer's sensibilities. So, all that was needed to get de Blasio to fly the thin blue line flag, it turns out, was to wokeify the cops a little. And note that he's not just imagining scenarios where a cop happens to personally witness someone shouting racist and intervenes to keep the peace. He's imagining the police making house calls. His actual quote was, I assure you, if an NYPD officer calls you or shows up at your door to ask about something you did, that makes people think twice, and we need that. I got another idea for you. Maybe wait until midnight to knock on those doors. You could even take those verbal offenders down to One Police Plaza for questioning. I don't actually like that idea, really. Though I'm sure it's very appealing to Bolshevik Bill de Blasio. But how about this instead? Let the police focus on violent crime. Ensure that law-abiding New Yorkers could protect themselves with a firearm from physical assaults and threats to their lives, including members of the Asian American community. And if members of the general public witness someone being, less than nice, let them call out the offender. I do believe that we need to stand in support for those who are being accosted and assaulted just because someone doesn't like those people, but turning the police into scolds with badges is an incredibly dumb move and an authoritarian way to go. I mean, what's going to be next? I remember when I saw RoboCop 2, and they attempted to gentrify RoboCop, which I know this is a movie, but they were doing these exact same things that you see here, where, they wanted RoboCop to talk about environmental issues, and they wanted him, they wanted him to be kinder and gentler. And, of course, RoboCop was not built for that, and he ended up going out there and hugging a transformer to knock it all out of his system. Such was the stupidity that they programmed him with. Police already have a lot to do. I don't know. If I'm a police officer in the NYPD, and my mayor has knocked $1 billion out, and a lot of that $1 billion went towards preventative measures, squads that actually tried to intervene and stop things from happening before they actually happened. And if my mayor has knocked that out, and then they want me to walk up on somebody and say, you called him Loose Lee. I think that was not very nice of you. That's obviously a derogatory thing on the fact that he is from mainland China or Hong Kong. So don't do that again. And if you do it again, I'm probably going to have to arrest you for saying bad words. In the meantime, somebody's being raped, somebody's being beaten, somebody's being shot. This whole thing about attacking Asia America is a big mystery to me, too. I don't quite understand it. I have worked with many Asian people. And it would, even if I was working with a Chinese person, it would never occur to me that they were the cause of the Wuhan virus. I would not think that, not for a minute. So, that kind of thinking, if that's actually existed, that's worrisome to me. Although I don't think it's like they say it is. They're trying to do this in Atlanta. They're trying to make out that's Asian American racism. It's not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, they're destroying our country. The gentleman said the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country.
Former President Donald Trump speaking there on Fox News. The former president also saying that Biden ruined the most secure border ever. And regarding the people coming into our country,
many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases. I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers.
The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. The High Court reviewing a lower court ruling that throughout the death sentence, the appeal was filed by the Trump administration last year. This is USA Radio News. Democrats are pushing for Washington, D.C. to be the 51st state. In a House hearing, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says district residents are still not free as they remain disenfranchised by Congress. Ranking Republican member James Comer of Kentucky is no fan of D.C. becoming a state.
D.C. statehood is a key part of the radical leftist agenda to reshape America, along with the Green New Deal, defunding the police, and packing the U.S. Supreme Court.
At least 30 groups are banding together to stop big tech from tracking individual user data for targeted advertising. The broad coalition is calling for a ban on the practice they term surveillance advertising. The leader of the group saying tech giants are exploiting us and selling us to advertisers. The coalition is focusing on ending the practice before proposing solutions for a post-surveillance advertising internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We get this report from NBC News that notes the gunman who killed 8 people in Atlanta used a 9mm handgun that was purchased legally. Back to the old trope that Dean wrote about the legally registered weapon. They cite 2 senior law enforcement officials claiming the handgun was purchased legally earlier in the day on Tuesday. And when they say that a gun was acquired legally, that means it went through a background check at retail. Now, the Democrats are currently pushing something called H.R. 8, which would expand retail point of sale backgrounds, so they will cover private points of sale as well. But this would not have prevented this guy because he bought it at retail. This guy targeted 3 massage parlors, killing 8 people in total and wounding 3 others. But the fact that he got his gun legally is not an exception. This happens quite often. The Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018, got his gun legally. The Texas church shooter got his gun legally, November 5th, 2017. Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, October 1st, 2017, got his gun legally. The Alexandria attacker, June 14th, 2017, got his gun legally. The Orlando attacker, June 12th, 2016, got his gun legally. The UCLA gunman, June 1st, 2016, got his gun legally. The San Bernardino attackers, December 2nd, 2015, got his gun legally. Got their guns, excuse me. The Colorado Springs attacker got their gun legally. The Umpqua Community College attacker got it legally. Allison Parker's attacker got the gun legally. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker got it legally. Chattanooga attacker got it legally. Alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker got his gun legally. The Muhammad cartoon contest attackers got their guns legally. Las Vegas cop killers got the guns legally. Santa Barbara attacker got his guns legally. Fort Hood attacker got his gun legally. Arapahoe High School attacker got his gun legally. The D.C. Naval Yard attacker got his gun legally. The Aurora Movie Theater attacker got his gun legally. Gabby Gifford's attacker got his gun legally. Fort Hood attacker got his gun legally. Northern Illinois University attacker got gun legally. Virginia Tech, April 16, 2007, got his guns legally. Now, and that's just the one, that and many others, as you know, I could just keep on doing this for the rest of the show. The House passed H.R. 8 last weekend, and the New York Times quoted Steny Hoyer praising background checks as means to reduce gun violence the right way. Michael Bloomberg, of course, his little project, Every Town, says requiring background checks on all gun sales is proven to reduce gun violence. No, it isn't. It is not proven to do anything of the sort. Even the ones at retail don't stop anything, obviously. Then I saw this. Dianne Feinstein has reissued her latest yearly assault weapons ban. And let's see, Feinstein said, it's been 17 years since the original assault weapons ban expired, and the plague of gun violence continues to grow in this country, which is a lie. To be clear, this bill saves lives. When it was in place from 1994 to 2004, gun massacres declined by 37% compared with the decade before, which is a lie. After the ban expired, the number of massacres rose by 183%, which is a lie. We're now seeing rise in domestic terrorism, and military-style assault weapons are increasingly becoming the guns of choice for these dangerous groups. I'm hopeful that the new administration and Democratic control of the Senate, we can finally pass common-sense gun reforms to remove these deadly weapons from our communities. Assault weapons are designed for a single purpose, to kill as many people as possible in as short an amount of time as possible. That's why they are the weapon of choice for mass shooters and domestic terrorists. They are weapons of war and do not belong in our communities. This is coming from Congressman Cicilline. Banning these weapons will make our cities and towns safer and more secure and help to reduce gun deaths. And there's plenty of people that are on board with this. And I've got a list of all the senators, all of them Democrats, by the way. I don't see a single Republican in there. Military-style assault weapons were designed to kill as many people as quickly as possible, period. There's no reason why these weapons should be sold to the public. President Biden ran on passing common-sense legislation to end the gun violence epidemic. The data is clear. An assault weapons ban will save lives. I'm proud to join Senator Feinstein in reintroducing this critical legislation. This coming from Senator Chris Murphy. So this would ban the sale, manufacture, transfer, and importation of 205 military-style assault weapons by name. Owners, this is important, owners may keep existing weapons. Bans any assault weapon with the capacity to utilize a magazine that is not a fixed ammunition magazine and has one or more military characteristics, including a pistol grip, a forward grip, a barrel shroud, a threaded barrel, or a folding or telescoping stock. Once again, to this one, owners may keep existing weapons. Bans magazines and other ammunition feeding devices that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, which allow shooters to quickly fire many rounds without needing to reload. Owners may keep existing magazines. Requires a background check on any future sale, trade, or gifting of an assault weapon covered by the bill. requires that grandfathered assault weapons are stored using a secure gun storage or safety device like a trigger lock. Prohibits the transfer of high-capacity ammunition magazines. Bans bump fire stocks and other devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire at a fully automatic rate, which those don't exist. There are none that do that. There's nothing that approaches fully automatic fire. Bump stocks, they're coming in at about 60% of fully automatic fire. Binary trigger ditto. What you have with those is you have enhanced semi-automatic fire. They exempt more than 2,200 guns for hunting, household defense, or recreational purposes. And the bill includes a grandfather clause that exempts all weapons lawfully purchased at the, or possessed at the date of enactment. I'm almost tempted to sit back and say, since they're grandfathering everything in, exactly what would this solve? Even if they were trying to confiscate everything, what would that solve? It would solve nothing. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to placate me and you as owners of these things by saying we can keep what we've already got. So the future, they're not ready to go this full-on totalitarian thing. So they're trying to, this is a thing where they're trying to get us to volunteer, because this is what happened last time. They grandfathered everything in. And it barely squeaked by. And they believe that if they can get rid of the filibuster, they could pass this again. I think that they're on thin ice on the edge of a deep drop-off. And they better pay attention to what they're doing, because they are about to go into a place they don't want to go. That's what I think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Oppressed societies rarely automatically rebel. They do not. Perhaps contrary to intuition, oppressed populations have a tendency to keep their heads down. And despite their misery, they continue their increasingly dismal lives until something shocks them into action. Here in the United States, we did not automatically rebel against the tyranny of King George. As the Declaration of Independence tells us, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. And suffer the colonists did for many years, complaining and protesting. The Boston Massacre occurred in 1770, Tea Party in 1773, but not until 1776 did the rebellion finally break out. So if we are so predisposed to long suffering, then why do rebellions occur? Rebellions occur when three internal conditions are met, along with at least one external factor for a total of four elements. And this coming to you, this is not necessarily in the order of importance. There must be a leader, a population of followers, and a defining moment. Those are the three internal factors. And there must also be an external factor. In the American Revolution, that was the King of France, whose navy tipped scales at Yorktown, where the British finally surrendered. The leader must have a number of qualities, including charisma and competence and courage. And when the general public recognizes these qualities, they will follow that leader through the gates of hell, but only after the other conditions are met. The second factor, the followers are already motivated before the leader appears. The Declaration of Independence describes these motivations. The description includes a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, which evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. A history of repeated injury and usurptions, all having a direct the object of a in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And the third condition is the defining moment, a triggering event, the spark, the incitement, whereby a very large portion of the aggrieved population becomes abruptly motivated to overcome their fear and to take the grave risk that is inherent in all rebellions against an ensconced power structure. There has to be a shot heard round the world, literally a point of no return. In the United States of 2021, we have met the first two conditions, but not the third. We have potential leaders, most notably Trump. We have the long-suffering population angry and motivated. But we have not had that one defining moment of final and irreversible decision to launch a rebellion. Even what happened January 6th was not enough, believe it or not. The fourth condition, an external one, may well involve communist China, where Biden and his family view China as their cash cow. Other factions, even some within the dark state, recognize it as the dangerous and existential enemy that it is. If China invades Taiwan or cuts off access to the South China Seaways, or is found to be sabotaging our infrastructure through non-military acts of war, like hacking the power grid to shut it down, certain sectors of the establishment may very well find their hand forced and respond with a military counterattack, despite any and all objections from the White House. There are those that would tell you that a rebellion or a civil war is not only not wise, but it's not likely. But let me submit this to you. The four factors leading to one either already exist or are in the making. And this should give us all pause. Now, would this mean that it would be the... See, I don't see civil war or rebellion in the United States happening the way it did during the first Civil War, where you have, because it looks more, everything is asymmetric right now in the United States. You got the leftists on one coast, you got the leftists on the other coast, you got leftists in the middle, and then surrounding them and on all everybody's borders are, you know, conservative states. Some of them, some of the conservative states would choose to try to sit it out. Texas would very likely choose to sit it out because Texas can take care of Texas. They don't have to choose a side, although Texas would be conservative. A lot of us would probably want to go to Texas or flee to some place where we can at least, you know, be in a place where we can try to defend ourselves. I don't know what the actual populations of these blue cities and blue states would do. They're prohibited from being any sort of armed threat to anybody simply because of the gun control regimes they have in place. But take California, for example. California gets most of its energy and most of its water from other states. And with those other states continue to supply California in the event that there was some sort of hostility declared by California on, you know, I don't even know how that would look. That would be, if it weren't, it would be a fascinating military study to look at this simply because of how asymmetrical it is. Because there is not one half of the country that is one way and one half of the country that is the other way. So, while it is very possible that history would repeat itself, and with a twist, it always repeats itself with a twist, it would certainly be interesting to watch as it sussed itself out. The thing that I find fascinating, though, is that I am completely stunned by the fact that we are waiting on an external factor. And we're also waiting on a do-or-die moment. I happen to think H.R. 1 would be a do-or-die moment. if they nuke the filibuster and ram everything through, that would be a defining moment. And we're going to need lawmakers in place that are vengeful, that we can empower. And they've got to understand that we're putting them in there, one, to stop it. Two, we're going to put a president in there, and we want it reversed. And everything that they put up in there, you know, don't get out there and play. Don't keep coming back and saying, we take the high road. Stop taking the high road. Get in the gutter with the left, because that's the only place you can fight them. That's the only place you're going to beat them. And they have to be defeated. They're not your friends. They're not my friends. They care nothing about the process or any of the other stuff. That is evident. I just hope I hope the nation can survive it. I really do. I would hate to think that the nation in my lifetime fails to survive it, because that will have meant that I enabled something with my military service, which makes me sick to my stomach to just think that way. Absolutely sick to my stomach. So, but we'll see we'll figure out what the triggering event is going to be, and then it may be the border. The border's in play right now, and you know, President Biden called it a day at 1:13 p.m. today, Eastern Time. Your tax dollars at work, America. Enjoy. We're housing illegal immigrants in hotels, and we're sleeping the guys from the National Guard around D.C. They get to sleep in a parking garage. Your dollars at work. Coming up next, we're going to touch base with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.